Doctor Who and the Green Death by Malcolm Hulk. Read by Katie Manning. Chapter 1. Wealth in Our Time. In his 40 years as a coal miner, Ted Hughes had never seen anything like it. He stood in one of the deserted mine's main galleries, not believing his eyes. Llanfairpwll Colliery, in a mountainous part of Wales, had been closed for some time. No one in the village saw the sense of this, particularly the miners, who'd spent their lives hewing coal from the pit. There was still ample coal down there, enough for another 100 years of mining. But government economists in London had proved it was better business to buy oil overseas than to mine coal here in Britain. So, Llanfairpwll coal mine had been closed, and its miners put out of work. But just in case it should ever be needed again, a handful of older miners were kept on to make monthly inspections. Today, it had been Ted Hughes's turn to put on the traditional helmet with its miner's lamp, and to descend alone the 500 yards into the mine. The inspection followed a set pattern. He walked along one gallery after another, checking the props that held up the roof, checking water levels where water seeped in, pausing from time to time to listen. Sometimes he would hear a faint creaking sound, the mine talking, as he and his mates called it. If the sound was soft and gentle, like a woman murmuring in sleep, the mine was safe. But if the sound was ever harsh and sharp, it warned of danger and the possibility of a gallery roof collapsing. In his 40 years...